When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Terrifying Lies Podcast, with music and stories by Craig Nybo.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Terrifying Lies Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Nybo. This special interseason edition of the show features another performance by the Freestyle Gargoyles. Back in October 2023, my friends and I converged in our haunted rehearsal studio. The building is actually haunted. Just ask Russ Cook, prominent ghost hunter in the area who investigated the building, to engage in an experiment of chaos. As the Freestyle Gargoyles, we invite authors to perform their work to a fully improvised soundtrack from a live band. Last October, I was thrilled when my friend and fellow author, Daniel Swenson, agreed to return to the menace. Today, I offer his story. The Freestyle Gargoyles musicians for this edition include Keith Moon on drums, me on bass guitar, Rob Griffin on guitar, Aaron Osminski on trombone, Rick Neff on tenor sax, Brandon Tucker on trumpet, and Julie Tucker on vocals, with proceedings conducted by Sean Hunt. Here's the best part. You can become a Freestyle Gargoyle. All you have to do is private message me and tell me that you're interested. Next time we take flight, there's a good chance that I will invite you aboard. Honestly, it's a blast. You'd love it. So with no more delay, I give you the Freestyle Gargoyles featuring Daniel Swenson.
Outside had reached its crescendo, a symphony of chaos conducted by the heavens. Lightning streaked across the night sky, illuminating the world with a blinding flash, only to be followed by the earth-shaking growls of thunder. Amidst this tempest, Calvin's eyes snapped open in the dimly lit hospital room, his heart racing in sync with the tempest outside. The crimson digits of the wall clock glowed ominously, displaying 12:33 a.m. Rain hammered against the window panes, a relentless percussion that mirrored the turmoil in Calvin's chest. In this eerie room, the only companions were the rain's ceaseless symphony and the sporadic crescendo of thunder. The hospital room, typically bustling with life, now lay shrouded in an unsettling silence. The only sign of existence being the storm's relentless percussion. As Calvin blinked away the vestiges of sleep, his mind struggled to piece together the events that led to this place. The fragmented memories that surfaced were a confusing jumble, like shards of a shattered mirror. He recalled blinding headlights, screeching tires, and the deafening impact of a collision. After that, there was nothing. Nothing but a disorienting void, a gap in his memory, and then the impressive silence of his hospital room. In a fumbling haste, Calvin's trembling hand reached for his phone on the bedside table. However, when he pressed the screen, it remained unresponsive, shrouded in darkness. Panic surged through him as he realized the extent of his isolation in the eerie hospital room. Swinging his legs over the bed, Calvin's feet met the cold linoleum floor, a stark contrast to the clammy sweat that clung to his skin. He had to unravel the mystery that shrouded his existence in this place, even as a deep sense of dread clawed at him. The creaking of the door interrupted the oppressive silence, revealing a dimly lit hospital corridor. Outside, the storm raged on with flashes of lightning and peals of thunder, adding to the oppressive atmosphere. Calvin cautiously stepped into the corridor, where shadows flickered and danced in response to the storm's erratic illumination. Each step he took in the dimly lit hallway felt like an intrusion into a forbidden world. The hospital, devoid of its usual occupants, had transformed into an eerie, abandoned place. The silence that clung to the air was broken only by the relentless symphony of the storm, a symphony of fear that mirrored the disquiet within. The corridors of the hospital, once familiar and bustling, had turned into an alien landscape. The shadows seemed to hold secrets, and the walls whispered with a malevolent intent. The hospital's interior was both a labyrinth and a prison, and the only path before Calvin led deeper into the unknown. The door at the end of the hallway loomed like a portal into another realm. Calvin's determination to seek answers propelled him forward. Each step he took in the dimly lit corridor was an act of defiance against the fear that sought to paralyze him. Calvin's encounter with the undead had begun, each one an ordeal etched in terror. He moved silently, a shadow, avoiding the ravenous creatures that lurked in the dark. These were the walking dead, former humans whose humanity had been consumed by an insatiable abyss of death. They were relentless, their insatiable hunger driving them to hunt the living. As Calvin made his way through the labyrinthian corridors, the malfunctioning speakers seemed to provide a discordant soundtrack to his nightmarish journey. The eerie mixture of smooth jazz and elevator music continued to play, mocking the horror of his situation. He couldn't help but wonder why this single piece of technology remained functional when all else had crumbled. Every encounter with the undead was a heart-pounding test of his wits and survival instincts. The hospital had become a battleground, a place where life and death danced on a knife's edge. As he eluded their grasp time and time again, the questions in Calvin's mind multiplied. How had these creatures come into being? and what had caused them to lose their humanity. Calvin's desperate quest for an exit eventually led him to the hospital's lobby. The once sterile space had devolved into a theater of the grotesque, a horrifying scene that assaulted his senses. Monsters, once doctors and patients, now feasted upon the remains of the hospital staff and police officers. Calvin's heart pounded as he stumbled upon the gruesome spectacle, recoiling from the grotesque display. The horrifying scene that unfolded before him was a testament to the hospital's transformation into a realm of the macabre horror. It was a place where the boundary between life and death had blurred, where the death feasted on the living. A moment of inadvertence led to chaos. Calvin accidentally knocked over a pen holder, sending the pens clattering to the floor. The noise got the attention of several zombies. Their once human faces now contorted into a grotesque mask of death. Cursing under his breath, Calvin fled from the oncoming horde of the undead, his every instinct screaming for escape. As he scoured the hospital's corridors in search of an exit, Calvin came face to face with another nightmarish entity that roamed the halls. A dark shadow, ethereal and malevolent, seemed to revel in chaos and destruction. Their malevolent touch corroded and disintegrated everything it touched. Calvin could hear their sinister whispers, seductive and menacing, calling out to him, beckoning him to surrender, to allow them to consume his essence. One harrowing encounter saw Calvin barely escape from one of these shadow creatures in an operating room. Seeking refuge behind a surgical table, he watched in terror as the entity touched, corroded, and disintegrated the very objects of contact. Its sinister whispers filled his ears. A seductive promise of oblivion and dissolution. But he managed to evade its touch and slip away. While navigating the hospital's corridors, once again, Campbell stumbled upon a new, dreadful terror. A pair of zombie dogs, once loyal animals, now bore lifeless eyes, gnarled, mangled features. They feasted upon the lifeless bodies of two guards. Their rabid hunger locking him with their eyes. He knew he was their next prey. The ensuing chaos was a frantic battle of wits. Calvin led the zombie dogs on a desperate sprint through the labyrinthian corridors, zigzagging and vaulting over obstacles in a heart-pounding pursuit. Desperation fueled his every move. When it appeared that the dogs would catch him, he executed a daring maneuver. As the animals lunged at him, he sidestepped, and they tumbled into an open elevator shaft. Their agonizing cries echoed through the hospital. A haunting reminder of the horrors that pursued him. Despair weighed heavily upon him as he found no clear path to safety. Every option seemed exhausted. Every corridor led to a dead end. In a final desperate move, he chose to ascend to the roof, hoping to find a way to escape this walking nightmare. As he climbed the stairs to the roof, he encountered multiple horrors. Zombies, shadows, and other indescribable abominations. Each step took him closer to an unknown. The glimmer of hope flickering in the distance. He couldn't help but cling to it. A flicker of light in the suffocating darkness. When he finally stepped onto the rooftop, the sun had crested over the horizon. The first rays of dawn illuminated the city below. However, the sight that met his eyes was far from the salvation he had sought. The city lay in ruins, swallowed by flames and shrouded in a dense cloud of smoke. Hope seemed like a distant, unattainable dream. Calvin's shoulders slumped as he felt the crushing weight of despair. In that moment, a grotesque reflection of himself materialized before him. A twisted, demonic figure bore an eerie resemblance to his own. It extended a clawed hand, its voice a haunting whisper, inviting him to surrender, to join the horrors that surrounded them. Behind him, the relentless march of the undead and shadow entities ascending the stairs to the roof grew louder and louder. The demon knew it had him cornered, and its malevolent smile widened with each step it took towards Calvin. In that moment of ultimate despair, Calvin felt the weight of hopelessness press down onto him. His shoulders slumped, his resolve waned, and it seemed as if there was no other options but to accept the demon's offer to join the nightmarish ranks of the undead. But in a final act of defiance, Calvin pivoted and rushed to the edge of the roof, heedless of the precipice that awaited him. The demon's cries of frustration followed him as he leapt into the void. The ground rushed up to meet him, and he closed his eyes, awaiting the inevitable impact. But just as he braced for the end, a jolt of disorientation seized him, and the world around him shifted. Calvin's eyes snapped open as he found himself in a darkened hospital room. The rhythmic beeping and soft hum of nearby monitors provided a strange comforting to his pounding heart. For a fleeting moment, he allowed himself to believe that he had woken up from his nightmare. But then, as if on cue, the power went out, plunging the room into pitch black darkness. The door creaked open, and a deep, gravelly growl filled the room. A malevolent presence entered, and Calvin's heart was gripped by sheer terror. With a scream of terror, he realized that the nightmare was far from over, as the words, "Come join us," was whispered.
Today's song, I offer something a bit autobiographical. Recently, the karate gym where I and two of my sons trained invited all of us black belts back for a reunion. We have such fond memories of training at the gym that we signed up and headed back for a butt-kickingly good time. I have to admit, I'm pretty out of practice, but my son rocked it. Years ago, when I attended the gym regularly, I wrote a song about the place. I have a fondness for the people who run it. They've become good friends of mine over the years. I pulled up the song and spruced it up a bit by replacing the fake drums with a studio drummer. I remixed and remastered it, and I think it sounds a lot better. Tay, Jade, and Victor, this one is for you. I call it Kona.
Put on my power. You know how with the powwow. Gonna take a bow with my head down. Give it a shower with my fist, can't resist to enlist when I scratch you off my checklist right now. Coming out on the mat with a full man of combat, bet you didn't think of that getting down. I got my pads on, ain't no escape from the script that I'm putting on kata. It's a kind of a form and it's normal to make my moves like a thunderstorm perform. I ain't lukewarm in it, I got my uniform with it, can't wait to come to win a power. It comes with the gig, I'm aggressive to get it, it's an attitude for which I live. I got my game on, I got my game on, I got my game on. I got my Kona, and I'm packing a punch like a crunch in delivery. It's irrefutably licensed by the powers of B. Don't you see, I can kick like a brick, hypersonically Kona. It's an acronym economy, a kind of an oath to do nothing abysmal.
I'm on Kona. Gotta get it today at a place where they say it gets stronger in every way.
Give all you got.
From the takedown, it's an erection in the chorus to form. Gonna put you on the floor like a chore. What we're waiting for, standing here toe to toe, reading the bridges. Systems are go and I'll take you to pieces. Even flowing out with the bygones, this is the now, man. It's all that I'm thinking on. I got the skills, man, I use them today. Here on the mat, man, I'll do it the code away. I got my belt and I'm showing my prowess. It's what I'm dealt, man, I'm nothing but badness. Out of the way with your passive demeanor. I'm here to adjust to the way of the teacher. I got my game on, I got my game on, I got my game on. I got my Kona, and I'm packing a punch like a crunch in delivery. It's irrefutably licensed by the powers of B. Don't you see, I can kick like a brick, hypersonically. Kona, it's an acronym economy, a kind of an ode to do nothing abysmal. Kona, gotta get it today at a place where they say get stronger in every way.
Give all you got.
Thank you for joining me on this interseason episode of the Terrifying Lies podcast. I am honored every time you take time out of your busy schedule to listen. Stay tuned because I am working on a new weird military fiction piece that I think you're going to love. Episode 1 will mark the season premiere of the Terrifying Lies podcast on May 17th, 2024. Mark your calendars and make sure you're there. Until next time, I bid you sweet dreams. Or should I say, sweet nightmares.
This has been the Terrifying Lies podcast. Please come again. You're welcome here.